We're now in the fourth parak of Tainus, Mishnah Zayin, the seventh Mishnah. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos Pesocha Asur Milasaper Umilachabes. The week that Tisha B'Av falls in, so if Tisha B'Av falls on Monday, the couple of days before, so during that week immediately prior Tisha B'Av, we assume that Liyos Pesocha Asur Milasaper Umilachabes, we don't get haircuts, and we don't do any laundry, V'chamisha Mutar Mikvah Shabbos, but on the Thursday of that week, we are allowed to because in honor of the Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the day right before Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tafshilin, a person should not eat two cooked foods, lo yochal basar v'lo yista yayin, a person should not eat meat or drink wine. Rishim Gamliel omer yishana, Rishim Gamliel said, you don't have to go so far as to eat so few things, just you should eat differently on Erev Tisha B'Av than you normally do. That's not what we assume. We normally assume, like the mission said before, Rabbi Huda mechayiv b'kfiyas hamita. Rabbi Huda said on Tisha B'Av you should turn over the beds. It was a sign of mourning. V'lohod lo hachamim, but the hachamim did not agree to him. Now, Tainus Perek Dal, the fourth Perek, Mishnah Chas, the eighth Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said lo haydu yamim tovim li Yisrael ki chamisha aser b'av uch yom kippurim. He said there were never days as good for the Jewish people as the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. Shebahen benos Yerushalayim yotzim b'kli lavan sh'ulin. On the 15th of Av, the daughters of Yerushalayim, the Jewish girls, would go out in borrowed white clothing. Shlo levayis misha'ein lo. They were borrowed clothing so that nobody would be embarrassed if they didn't have any of their own. Kol ha'kelim t'una tvila. We weren't sure who was pure and who was impure, so we would have to be tovel. We have to dip in water all of the clothing. Ubanos Yerushalayim yotos v'cholos bekramim. The girls would go out and they would start dancing. Umehayu omros, and what would they say? They would say, Bachar sanei necharei. They would say to the men, come and look. Mata borelach. Who are you going to choose? Al titin einecha banoi. Don't look at beauty. Tein necha b'mishpacha. Go look at the girl's family to see where she really comes from at her yichas. Sheker achen v'hevel hayofi isha yiras Hashem hi tisalal. The pasuk says that what we really care about is whether a woman is God fearing, not how pretty she is. The Omer, the Torah goes on to say, the pasuk goes on to say, Mishlei tenu lami priyadeha v'haluah b'sha'arim ma'aseha, that what's really going to be important are her ma'asim and how she behaves. V'chein hu Omer tenu re'ena b'nos Yerushalayim b'melech Shlomo ba'atara she'itra lo imo b'yom chasunaso u'v'yom simchas libo. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, it describes Shlomo HaMelech, B'yom Chasunaso, Zem Matan Torah, that B'yom Chasunaso in the Pasuk refers to the giving of the Torah, which is on Yom Kippur, because that's the day when the Torah is given, and when the Pasuk said in Shir HaShirim there, that it's a day of marriage, that's referring to the day when God gave us the Torah again, which is going to be on Yom Kippur, Uv'yom Simchas Libo, and what's the day when his heart was happy, Zeb Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was initially established, which was done on Yom Kippur. That's the other one of the happy days in Klal Yisrael, again, Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur.